Your first murder deserves consideration for a long time. I didn't give it any consideration, but then not everyone can be lucky enough to have my talent, and the method you choose says a lot about you. My first victim died of a blow to the head from the suitcase of words that is the Larousse Gastronomique. Strangulation by her own tights, a stabbing from a Sabatier carving knife, and the snipping of her parachute ripcords immediately before her going over the tailgate. A bomb can be extremely effective and can get you right up there on the scoreboard, but that requires expertise and access to materials that can't be found in a corner shop. Do you really know anything about that? Don't fall for this nonsense about throwing a match onto a pile of fertilizer. Unless you've had professional training, it's a tough one to pull off. Besides which, bombs almost always have an air of pretension about them, as well as being mechanical, impersonal, and usually signalling some tedious political hang-ups. The best sort of killing is intimate. You ought to feel that last breath on your cheek. That's why guns don't really work either. They're much harder to get hold of than you'd imagine, whatever the newspapers say. And even if you're shooting close enough to put powder burns on your target, you can't get over the detachment involved. You don't want to be lumped in with soldiers and hitmen. Plods, only in it for the pay.